AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Ukraine says Russia fired over 100 missiles attacking Ukrainian cities, including Kyiv early today. Several deaths and injuries, power plants and other utilities targeted. White House National Security Official John Kirby.
We condemn in the strongest possible terms Russia's continued war against Ukraine and its efforts to plunge the Ukrainian people into darkness. As the fall here sits upon us and as winter approaches.
That American soldier who sprinted across a heavily fortified border into North Korea in July last year, Army Private Travis King, will plead guilty to desertion and assault as part of a plea deal, says his attorney. Federal judge in Texas orders a temporary stop to the Biden administration's new protections that would allow undocumented immigrant spouses of U.S. citizens a path to citizenship. Several Republican state attorneys general arguing it'll encourage illegal immigration. Gasoline prices falling more ahead of Labor Day. This is ABC News. Canada takes a bold step in its trade relations with China.
Canada announcing a 100% tariff on Chinese-made electric vehicles, mirroring U.S. tariffs aimed at countering what Western governments call unfair Chinese subsidies. The move follows U.S. encouragement during talks with Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau. While Tesla's Shanghai-made EVs are currently the only Chinese models sold in Canada, new players like BYD may soon be affected. China has yet to respond, but potential retaliatory measures could impact Canadian industries like barley and pork. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Canada will also impose a 25% tariff on Chinese steel and aluminum. The Polaris 9 Dawn crew for SpaceX's next mission are undergoing final preps for the scheduled liftoff Tuesday. Four private citizens will attempt the first civilian spacewalk more than 430 miles above Earth. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
You know Ignite Glass and Gifts' three locations in Madison, but you can also shop igniteglassandgifts.com. You'll find grinders, lighters, collectibles, hand-blown glass water pipes, artistically designed jewelry, and plenty of other items delivered straight to your door or to family and friends. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts. Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and O'Dana Road. Plus, igniteglassandgifts.com.
I'm Terry Bell with WMDX News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section on the WMDX website at mad.radio.
Matt Nair on air.
The hour-long rambling from former President Fruit Loops. I think they keep putting him out there as a distraction. What they don't want us talking about is Project 2025.
If you don't think that Trump has anything to do with this, there are 14 hours of videotape starring former staffers of his, and there's no way he didn't know about this, period.
Matt Nair on air, weekdays at 11 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app.
Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. It's time to send kids back to school, and that means ensuring they're vaccinated to keep them and their classmates safe. Here's Melissa Kay.
The new guidelines for school vaccinations go into effect for the 2024-25 school year. These updates aim to provide better protection against serious diseases. Dr. Natalie Weeks is a family medicine physician.
Back in the day when we didn't have vaccines for these illnesses, unfortunately, children did pass away from these diseases, and we are very lucky that we have these vaccines.
Dr. Weeks encourages you to talk with your child's primary care provider.
And money from the National Park Service will help some historic sites here in Wisconsin. Grants will help maintain places like Ringling Brothers Circus Headquarters in Baraboo, the National Soldiers Home Governor's Mansion and Chapel in Milwaukee, and the Annunciation Greek Orthodox Church in Wauwatosa. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, Civic Media News.
The Brewers drop one to the A's. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers got home runs from Gary Sanchez and Willie Adames, but came up short, losing 4-3 to the A's in Oakland. Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
The story was, you know, obviously that they stuffed us offensively. We had one at bat with a guy in scoring position. We hit two home runs, and we flew out or popped out nearly every time.
The crew are back in Milwaukee and host the Giants tomorrow night. NFL roster reductions. Packers wide receiver Grant DuBose was praised during training camp for his speed, his routes, and his downfield blocking. But will that be enough to make the team?
You just got to have faith. And I've been telling myself this, control what you control. It's above me. Ultimately, it's in the decision of the people in the front office. You know, hopefully, you know, I did enough to where, you know, they think highly of me, you know, to bring me back. But if they don't, that's just that, you know, kind of just on to the next. You know, that's the business that we're in. That's just kind of how you got to approach it.
That's Packers wide receiver Grant DuBose. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. An excessive heat warning continues through tomorrow. Mostly clear, warm, and muggy tonight, lows in the mid-70s. And for tomorrow, lots of sunshine, hot and humid, high to the mid-90s, the heat index in the triple digits. Storms possible, especially in the afternoon and evening. Currently 89 degrees.
On our next show, we'll talk to Hannah Van from the Alzheimer's Association.
And we'll be talking to Jim Santel about what's going on in the Supreme Court.
Join us.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Lawball Show.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy still not convinced computers are here to stay, Pete Schwabba.
Welcome back. Tonight's question is, what is your favorite one-hit wonder song? Let us know on the text line, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. On the phone with us right now, I'm sorry, on the stream with us right now is Milwaukee Journal Sentinel entertainment reporter Chris Foran, who joins us from time to time to talk movies and TV. And you've seen more movies than I have, Chris. You're more caught up than I am. What have you seen recently that you've really responded to?
Well, I hate this. This puts me in the olds category. The two things I most responded to were two revival movies that I went to see here, the Lawrence of Arabia and The Graduate. So wow. I'm clearly in the wrong decade here. But I really liked I liked Twisters a lot this summer. Not as much as the original Twister, which I had not seen before. I rushed out and had to get it from the library. I had never seen it. And I loved the original one. And it's the new one sort of takes the original movie's characters and kind of puts them in a blender and shifts their traits around with different characters. But I thought it was fine. It is the summer of Glenn Powell, so it's contractually
obligated. Holy smokes. You know,
he is really good. He is very old school in terms of charisma and charm, and he's also really good and a very smart guy.
He picks great projects, and I will say this, I find him, like, he's very versatile. Like, he's kind of this strapping guy, but he can look really nerdy sometimes too, like in Hitman. I started watching another film this weekend called The Spectacular Now, which I had not seen. Miles Teller plays a high school kid. I only got about halfway through it because I started it too late, but I'm going to finish it. But I kind of feel like Miles Teller and Glenn Powell are the next, they're vying to be either the next Tom Hanks or Paul Newman or something. I love Miles Teller.
He is really good. With Powell's interesting, because, you know, Powell co-wrote Hitman.
Yeah.
With Richard Linklater. And I realized this the other day because I stumbled on a clip of it. He plays John Glenn in Hidden Figures.
Oh, really?
And it's a pretty thankless part, but he's just charming as all get out. And,
yeah.
And the movie that I've been talking about all year, weirdly, is that romantic comedy he made with Sydney Sweeney, Anyone But You. You forgot that. Oh yeah, people can have a chemistry on screen. That can happen, you know. And who knew? I sort of enjoyed the Quiet Place prequel. That was pretty good. I'm not a horror person, so same. And it isn't quite horror, but I'm really not. I save those for home. I liked didn't have the chemistry I thought it would have. I thought I'm one of four people who saw Fly Me to the Moon, and I thought that was okay.
Yeah, I passed on that one. I saw, I think I went and saw Maxine instead of that one, but it didn't review either.
I've seen X, but I haven't seen Pearl, so that's why I didn't go see Maxine. I've heard very good things about it, and like I said, I just my threshold for horror is lower, so I have a lot of catching up to do on movies like Long Legs and some of the other big hits of the summer.
I saw I'm excited Long about Legs. That.
Yeah, did you like it?
It was okay. Again, not my genre. Yeah, I read about that it was this surprise hit, and they spent less than $10 million on it. It was like Nicolas Cage, and if they didn't tell me Nicolas Cage was in it, I wouldn't have even recognized him. Like, but it was okay. Right. It's again not my genre, but I enjoyed. I thought it was well done. Yeah,
right.
You saw a show that I watched too. Again, this isn't necessarily my genre either, sci-fi, but Three Body Problem, I thought that was pretty slow, but once it got going, I found it fascinating, and I love that it was based on the wow signal from the 70s, that 72-second interval where they don't know what was happening. Like, I thought it was really well done. I'm definitely looking forward to the next season.
Yeah, it's based on the first of a trilogy of Chinese science fiction that I have. Our book editor Jim Higgins is a big fan of those. I have not read them. So I got lazy and watched the TV show instead. But it's much more, it's deeper than the series. You're right. It was a slow build, but I was glad I watched it.
Yeah, same. I want to bring up another film that got like 100% on Rotten Tomatoes this summer, and I was excited to see it, Thelma. But I got to tell you, I found it pretty boring.
I didn't love it the way some people loved it. I did like it, but partly because I was just so happy to see Richard Roundtree. But
that was fun. Yeah.
He was just very good in that. Sometimes we can fall prey to the marketing a little bit and sort of present it as this wacky story. And it's really not that, you know, and I mean, she's fantastic. June Squibb plays an elderly woman who gets ripped off in a phone scam. She decides to try to get her money back. And I thought for all of it's uncomfortable because it deals with aging. And,
right.
You know, in America, we don't do that. You know, we don't talk about it. We don't deal with it. And if you've got older siblings or older, like your parents are older, you've seen some of these things happening in front of you. And I thought that part was really good. It wasn't quite the way it had been built to me, and then, which is always a reminder just to make up your own mind. But I'm glad I saw it. It was sort of presented as being like wacky, and it was wacky. It was not. So
my guest is Chris Foran. He is entertainment reporter for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Got a few more minutes with Chris here. I agree with you, and I read that log line, and I loved it. A senior citizen that goes after the guy who scammed her. But then I read something that said, well, it's kind of like Mission Impossible, and she's the Tom Cruise. And I'm watching this going, I didn't need to read that, because I'm like, well, there's a reason Tom Cruise is in these movies. This isn't cutting it.
Well, I think it does this movie and her a disservice by presenting her that way, because it isn't what she is. She's just a stubborn woman who wants justice and also wants to reclaim her personness, you know, and in a world that is trying to put her in a box and put her away. But that's not fun. So, you know, you go in looking for fun and you don't get that. It's like,
I was hoping for cute, and it had cute moments, but I don't know. It didn't do it for me. You saw a film I have not seen, and I want to see it, but I kind of shied away from it, and they canceled the sequel, at least as far as theaters go, Horizon, An American Saga Part One. How's that for a title? Good God.
Could you come up with something that's duller? I don't know. Possibly, you know.
Especially with a running time of 3 hours, shorten the title a little.
Well, if you or a friend has the Max streaming service, it's headed there. If it isn't already there, it may already be there.
It is there, yeah.
It felt like a big TV show to me, actually.
Okay.
In fact, the ending of the movie looked like the coming attractions for the next movie, because he's already shot the second movie.
Right.
And I don't know what they were expecting. I just saw one of the trade publications out there put up a story today about how Westerns do really well on streaming. And well, because older audiences have stayed home.
Okay.
Since the pandemic, they figured out they don't have to leave the house, so they don't. And
right.
They used to be the core of the movie going audience. People of people 50 and over were 50% of the movie going audience for a long time.
Really?
And they are not anymore. And part of it is, and Westerns are a genre that tends to skew older. If you like Costner, you'll like it. If you like big vistas of the West, you'll like it. If you want something that's got a coherent narrative, you might not like it. But it's also, again, it's, and this is, I have a bias against part one versus part two, you know, and usually when a movie is two parts, the first part is all the talking and the second is all the fighting. But
all right.
Which is true in Hunger Games, is true in Twilight, Harry Potter, all of them. But
right.
He has an impressive eye. I mean, I have not seen Dances with Wolves since I first saw it. I remember really liking it, but I wonder if it would hold up to me today. I don't know.
Oh, that's interesting. Another really marathon of a movie.
Right. Well, as I mentioned, I've recently rewatched Lawrence of Arabia in a theater. And while I didn't dislike It Ends With Us, I thought Lawrence of Arabia felt shorter.
Huh.
Even though it was 4 hours.
Wow.
I say often that the running time of a movie, how long a movie feels, is running time is only part of that. There's other things too.
For sure. And I will see Horizon most likely. I'm curious. I didn't love Yellowstone. I kind of gave up on it, but I love the two prequels or the precursors, 1883 and 1923. I liked both of those. Like, I feel like Taylor Sheridan can really write. He's a very good writer, but then he kind of mails it in sometimes. And I wonder if Horizon is going to be more like Yellowstone, or if it's better, because the reviews were awful.
To be clear, Sheridan is not involved in Horizon.
In Horizon, correct. My bad. Yeah. Right.
I'm not a huge fan of. I've not seen all of Yellowstone. I'm not a huge fan of the TV shows, but I love Taylor Sheridan's movies. Hell or High Water is one of the best movies of the last 20 years, I think.
Very good.
The Wind River is also good. Really a gut punch of a drama. He's a great writer for sure.
Chris, you watched you mentioned Lawrence of Arabia and then The Graduate. I recently did a rewatch. I watch In the Heat of the Night about once a year. Just mostly for performances, and I love movies where I can like kind of smell the sweat of a hot summer night, like with Rod Steiger. How did The Graduate hold up for you? Did you love it again?
Yes. I've seen it many times since I saw it in Milwaukee at the Oriental Theater, which is a great place to see an old movie.
Oh, yeah.
I probably last saw it on the big screen at the Oriental Theater before they split it into three screens, because that's because I'm old. But it held up very well. It could possibly be perfect. I'm not 100% sure.
Wow, nice.
I mean, the music is what we remember most about it is the music, and the music was tacked down. You know, it wasn't even written for the movie. And, but the dialogue just still holds up. I think often about the movies that people quote that they haven't seen. You know, everybody on earth has said a line from Casablanca, whether they've seen it or not.
Right.
And same with Jerry Maguire, but you could easily throw in The Graduate.
That's a great point.
Plastics.
I got to give that a rewatch. That's I'm gonna have to add that to my list too, because it's been decades since I've seen it. Chris, thanks so much as always, buddy. This is fun. We'll do it again.
You bet.
All right. Thanks for having me. Have a great night. Thanks, Chris. That's Chris Foran from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. And I was gonna give him an A, but I forgot to do that. But we'll be back with more Nightlight, and we've got some comedians in cars getting coffee when we come back. It's Peach Wob and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network. We have found.
Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for the John and Gordy Show.
Hi, I'm Emily from Weichert Realtors Lake Point in Madison. Home ownership is a big deal, and so is taking the leap into the buying or selling of any property. The Weichert team gets that, and our job is to help you navigate the sales process and provide smooth sailing. You have questions? We have answers. You have worries? We have solutions. Let us open the door to your future home. Weichert Realtors Lake Point, 608-721-8002, 2045 Atwood Avenue. Find more info at weichert-lakepoint.com.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Even Scott Walker and other Republicans are going apoplectic because Trump keeps melting down into these personal attacks. He's just off the rails, Trigby.
You know, Scott may not be the brightest man, but he knows what politics is. Donald Trump is never going to change. Scott, come on the show. We'll talk about it. Todd and I will be nice to you, and I won't make Badger Boy State jokes.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Mother, mother, there's too many of you crying. Brother, brother, brother.
What is your favorite one-hit wonder song? That is our question tonight on Nightlight. I am your host, Pete Schwab. Great to have you with me on this Monday night as we kick off this new week. Very sorry to say that we promoted the appearance tonight of Mary Mack, the comedian who is a native Wisconsinite. Mary had to cancel due to a family issue, but we will try to book her back as soon as possible. In the meantime, we are going to read your texts, and we got some great answers tonight. Jim from Appleton says, favorite one-hit wonder, Switch into Glide by the Greg Kinn Band. Rock and Roll was the album. I don't know that song. I don't even know if that's a hit, Jim. Because Greg Kinn was, they don't ride them like that anymore. Is that what the, maybe that's what the song is called. Maybe I just never knew the title of it or haven't heard it in ages. That's a, Conrad, let's go to the Google. Greg Kinn Band, One Hit Wonder. See what you come up with, will you?
Sounds good.
But I remember that song. If that's the song I'm thinking of, it's great. And it has to be, right? Jim can't be picking another Greg Kinn Band hit. I just don't know the title. Craig Kinnett says, here's a one-hit wonder as a film director, Charles Laughton. He was a longtime actor, but only directed one film, The Night of the Hunter, with Robert Mitchum. That's funny, Craig. I watched that probably within the last 3 or 4 years. It's the movie that established knuckle tattoos of love and hate. It's brilliant, but I think it didn't do well at the time. Yeah. I might actually look that up again because I remember watching that. I was on kind of a Robert Mitchum kick about 5 years ago, and I think I did see that. Ed the Diver's checking in. Hello from Alaska, Pete. Ed the Diver, congratulations, buddy. A friend of the show with his new bride-to-be, Christy Barlament, who manages our station here, the building we're in, and is somehow doing it from Alaska tonight, I will say. But Ed and Christy got engaged. I saw today Ed posted something, so congratulations. Ed is doing great work cleaning up our waterways and now cleaning up Alaska. One guy can't do this. And I know Silent J is still at it, too. He's got his thing going. Ed's going. We need more people to clean up. And I'll tell you right now, I'm not going to do it because water freaks me out. But Conrad, I want to enlist the help of Conrad. No. If you need an intern.
Pete, I'm scared of the water, too. Are you okay? I don't want to go in there.
I don't know how he does it. I feel like one of these days, Ed is going to see something in dark, murky water that lived through prehistoric ages. And it's like, whoa! And he's going to freak out, but I hope that doesn't happen to you. Thank you for checking in, though. Great to hear from you, buddy, and congrats on the engagement to Christy. That's a nice couple. And they do, Christy has joined the, you know, she went and got certified.
I did not.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
She's a diver now, too. Christy the Diver. Mr. and Mrs. Ed and Christy the Diver. That's their new thing, I think. So that's very exciting. Good news. And, so what is your favorite one-hit wonder song? And I think, okay, we're going back to the text line now. Anna says, We were speaking about the Happy Days cast this evening. I remember seeing an ad for the Iola Wisconsin Car Show this summer. I don't know if I'm saying that right. Or Lola. It was in July. She says, some of the Happy Days actors were scheduled to appear. Henry Winkler, Donnie Most, and Anson Williams. Did you get to meet them, Anna? That would be kind of cool. I'd love to meet Henry Winkler. He's just such a cool guy. He's great on Barry. He's great as the Fonz. He's just one of those guys that's everywhere, and he's great. Bridget is checking in and says, Bridget has not texted in a while. She says, 5 stair steps. Yes. That is a great song. Ooh, Child, it's called. Very special and a personal favorite, she says. They played that song in Boys in the Hood, and it is such a great song. The 5 stair steps. Great pull, Bridget. Love it. Ross from Crawford County says, Radar Love by Golden Earring. Yes. And again, that song was featured on The Simpsons, too. When Bart and Milhouse and Nelson stole a car, they're driving a car and you see like the tops of their heads and they're playing Radar Love as they drive through like Branson, Missouri, which Bart describes as they're going to Branson. None of the other kids have heard of Branson, Missouri. And Bart Simpson says, my dad says it's like Vegas if Ned Flanders ran it. So Radar Love, that's a great one too. Thank you, Ross. All right. So Conrad, you had a least favorite. I don't know if you shared an actual favorite though. You got to have one.
I'd say Happy.
By Ferrell? Okay.
That's Ferrell. I feel Ferrell, right? Yeah. I feel like that song made me happy when it came out, you know?
Mission accomplished. Well done, Ferrell. Yeah, that's a good one. That's definitely a one-hit wonder, but that's not fair. He's already an accomplished guy, I think. He did that song that we just heard, actually, coming out of the break. She's up all night to the sun. She's up all night.
Oh, yeah.
But that was not, he was like guest singing on that. I think it was a different, I can't remember the name of the band. They're like these weird, they wear these helmets.
Yes,
like,
yep. Daft Punk.
Daft Punk, which is actually a really cool name for a band. But.
Yes, it is.
So my favorites, I'm just going to recap, are Safety Dance, Jump Around by House of Pain. House of Pain is a great name for a band too.
Yes, that is.
So I'll say Safety Dance 1. Jump Around 2, Got to Keep It Real in Wisconsin. And I know I said Melt With You earlier, but I'm going to change that to Relax by Frankie Goes to Hollywood.
Okay, I have a question.
Yeah.
What about the New Radicals? Do you think they had a one-hit wonder?
That's really funny you said that. I think that is, I agree. And I love that song. And we use that as an intro sometimes, but that is definitely a one-hit wonder.
Because I listened to some of the other songs. It was not nearly as good.
Really?
Yeah.
So you like that song.
Yes.
You went home and looked up. Yeah, I've done that too. And it's sad. It kind of sucks when the rest of the catalog doesn't even come close.
You know, I never heard that song until you showed it to me, and I thought they were newer, to be honest. Because they have that modern kind of voice, you know?
That's a great point. No, that's one of those songs, you know, like when you start new milestones in your life. And I remember my wife and I moved to L.A., and we heard that all the time, and Smash Mouth. And all these songs that just make you think of an era. And that's one of them. And it is a great song. But, yeah, I don't think I've ever heard of another song by them.
Yeah, they're not nearly as good as that song. So,
It's the New Radicals. And what is the song called again? Do we know?
You Get What You Give.
You Get What You Give.
Yes.
You know, their follow-up to that was I Got What I Gave. And it did not nearly.
I can see why it didn't do that good.
Title alone. And my honorable mentions, I will say, I've always liked the song 99 Luft Balloons. It's just kind of it sounds, I don't know what it's about. I think it's something about the Berlin Wall, and they release balloons so the other people on the side of the wall, on the other side of the wall, could see it. But I always think of that as a happy song. And then Take On Me by A-ha. I like the acoustic version, and I don't think they're totally a one-hit wonder band either. They had another hit, and maybe a couple actually, that like cracked the top 40. All right, anyway, not too late to get into the question. What is your favorite one-hit wonder song? 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Mary Mack had to reschedule, so when we come back, we're going to talk about one of my favorite underrated shows. It's an internet show, but it involves our old pal, Jerry Seinfeld. It's called Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee, and we have some clips of him and one of my other favorite comedians, Brian Regan, talking, and it is hilarious, and you won't want to miss it. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Listen to
Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the John and Gordy Show.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Ukraine says Russia fired over 100 missiles attacking Ukrainian cities, including Kyiv early today. Several deaths and injuries, power plants and other utilities targeted. White House National Security Official John Kirby.
We condemn in the strongest possible terms Russia's continued war against Ukraine and its efforts to plunge the Ukrainian people into darkness. As the fall here sits upon us and as winter approaches.
That American soldier who sprinted across a heavily fortified border into North Korea in July last year, Army Private Travis King, will plead guilty to desertion and assault as part of a plea deal, says his attorney. Federal judge in Texas orders a temporary stop to the Biden administration's new protections that would allow undocumented immigrant spouses of U.S. citizens a path to citizenship. Several Republican state attorneys general arguing it'll encourage illegal immigration. Gasoline prices falling more ahead of Labor Day. This is ABC News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. It's time to send kids back to school, and that means ensuring they're vaccinated to keep them and their classmates safe. Here's Melissa Kay.
The new guidelines for school vaccinations go into effect for the 2024-25 school year. These updates aim to provide better protection against serious diseases. Dr. Natalie Weeks is a family medicine physician.
Back in the day when we didn't have vaccines for these illnesses, unfortunately, children did pass away from these diseases, and we are very lucky that we have these vaccines.
Dr. Weeks encourages you to talk with your child's primary care provider.
And money from the National Park Service will help some historic sites here in Wisconsin. Grants will help maintain places like Ringling Brothers Circus Headquarters in Baraboo, the National Soldiers Home Governor's Mansion and Chapel in Milwaukee, and the Annunciation Greek Orthodox Church in Wauwatosa. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, Civic Media News. This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. It was an odd weekend in Janesville. There were at least three serious fires. The first was Thursday on East Memorial Drive, that's northeast of downtown. Police showed up for a welfare check and discovered there had been a fire. One person was found dead inside. Authorities say the home didn't have any working smoke detectors. Then Friday, a home went up in flames downtown. No one was hurt, and now four people need a new place to live. Then another. This one happened yesterday on Morningside Drive, northeast of downtown. It was in an apartment building with eight units. One person was hurt trying to get out. All three fires are still under investigation. Meanwhile, police there in Janesville are investigating shots fired at the Masonic Center over the weekend. It happened in the early hours of the morning yesterday. When authorities got there, they found a few windows with bullet holes. A witness told police they saw a tall, thin man in the area around that time. That's what officers now have to go on. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, and this is WMDX News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. An excessive heat warning continues through tomorrow. Mostly clear, warm and muggy tonight, lows in the mid-70s. And for tomorrow, lots of sunshine, hot and humid, high to the mid-90s, the heat index in the triple digits. Storms possible, especially in the afternoon and evening.
It's 88 right now.
For the record, good sir, are you saying people that buy or sell with the Aaron Weber Group get the best price with updated market reports and instant property value quotes?
I am, Senator. They also do virtual or in-person meetings, too.
You expect us to believe that the Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber, is Madison's go-to real estate expert with results?
Yes.
Order! That's the Aaron Weber Group. Move to Madison.com. Order in the court.
The John and Gordy Show.
When they speak up, people respond to that, yes. React to that, and they may not react very well to that, and they may even dispute it and may argue and debate with them. And they're making up all this stuff about, you know, being silenced and censored. They want to avoid the consequences of their ideas. Live with the consequences of your thoughts, of your ideas, and grow up.
Weekday mornings, 6 until 8 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. Crude and Dom.
Join us as the Devils reunite. Crudy is excited because he's been credentialed for the Donald Trump Town Hall in the Cross coming up on Thursday. Be here for the greatest radio show ever.
The Devil's Advocates. Weekdays 3 to 6.
So this is interesting. I saw this recently. Most people, even if you're a morning person, more goes wrong in the first few hours of a day than can go right, either because you have trouble waking up, or you're crabby when you get up, or you haven't slept well, whatever. But according to a new survey, the average person knows if their day has been ruined by 8:36 a.m.
Why 36?
Not 35. 8:36. It's that extra minute. It's crucial. And maybe it says, the article goes, maybe it's sleeping past your alarm. Maybe the coffee maker is on the fritz, or maybe traffic is looking a lot worse than usual. And the average person has 4 bad days a month, or 48 per year. That's a lot. 4 days a month doesn't sound terrible, but when you add it all up, 48 per year sounds pretty bad.
Yeah.
It's like, what, a seventh or an eighth of your year is just terrible. So how does the average person know that the day is ruined? Here are the most popular responses. Number one, waking up and feeling sick. That's kind of a no-brainer, yeah, right? Number two, sleeping poorly throughout the night.
Yeah. Yeah.
Are you typically a good sleeper, Conrad? You get
It depends. So I sometimes have trouble falling asleep.
Oh, really?
Okay. But when I get to sleep, I sleep like a rock.
Okay.
So it's never really that I'm never poorly sleeping. It's
right.
Trouble falling asleep.
All right. I think you're not alone there. That's a thing. I fall asleep immediately. I try to watch like some comedy when I go to sleep. I'll watch like part of a sitcom, like I've talked about, and I literally get like 4 lines into it. I'm out, and my phone is on at 5 in the morning. The battery's drained. Number 3, waking up with a headache. That's kind of like the same with sick.
Yeah.
4, losing your keys. That sucks when you're trying to get out the door. And usually it's like a domino effect. When 3 or 4 things happen in a row, that's when I know I'm having a bad day.
Yes.
It's like the stars are against you. So number 4 is losing your keys. Number 5, forgetting your phone at home. I couldn't even make it through a day if I didn't have my phone. Yeah. Seriously, I don't think I could go to work an 8-hour day and realize I left my phone at home. Like, I couldn't do it. I'd just call in sick, or I'd quit. I'd quit my job because I can't play, you know, video poker for 5 minutes or something.
You know, when I was in college still, I left my phone purposely because it was almost dead. I was like, well, I don't have time to let it charge and then go to class.
Okay.
I made sure it was charged every single time after that.
Yeah.
I was like in math class and I was like, this sucks. I didn't have a calculator. So I had to use my phone.
So that's the excuse, yeah. I got to Google stuff while this guy's talking about stuff I don't understand.
Exactly.
All right, so losing your keys. Number 5, forgetting your phone at home. We read that one. Number 6, running out of toilet paper.
Yeah, I could see where that would suck.
Yeah, but that's not on par with losing your keys or forgetting your phone. You just either get some.
Go to the closest gas station.
Go back in the shower or whatever. There's ways around that.
Yeah, there is.
People don't know how to problem solve anymore, Conrad. That's what I say. Forgetting your wallet at home, still would rather have my phone than my wallet.
Okay, so do you have like a set place where you put your stuff?
Pretty much, yeah.
Because I do too. I have a little right by the door, I have a little something. And
like
sometimes
a dish or something.
I'll bring my wallet to my room and I go to the door the next day. I'm like, all right, where is it? Now it's time to search.
Why do you bring your wallet to your room?
You know, sometimes I'm on the computer and I need to buy something, you know?
I just fall asleep looking at your driver's license picture. Like,
yeah, I'm just falling asleep.
I'm a very handsome guy. Yeah, that makes sense. So then you leave it. My wife will do this. She'll wake up at 3 in the morning and it's like, she's always like, she's the kind that'll go on her phone at 3 in the morning. And she'll go, I'll wake up and I'll see hands going all over the mat. Like, she can't find it. Like, she fell asleep with it. Now she can't find it. Lights go on. She's looking under the bed. So that's always fun. Because I don't do anything wrong. Number 8, sleeping through your alarm.
Yeah.
Do people do that?
I definitely have.
I mean, I can see forgetting to set your alarm, but do you actually sleep through it?
So I used to not have like an actual alarm clock. I used to just use my phone for it.
Okay.
And yeah, sometimes it wouldn't be loud enough, or it'd be set to, you know, non-ring or vibrate.
Oh, that's not waking you up.
And then it's just the vibrate. Yeah, that's not waking you up.
Right.
But I finally got an alarm clock, which is actually a Google Home, which those things are loud.
Wait, say that. What is it?
So it's not an actual alarm clock.
Okay.
It's a Google Home. Doesn't display the time or anything, but I tell it to, you know, set my alarm for a certain time. Okay. And set it to the max volume, and that thing will wake me up.
Wow. It's like AI or something?
Do you know like a Amazon like Echo or, you know, those
heard type of it, but I've never used it, yeah.
So it's kind of AI, yeah.
Okay. We're all going to die. I just watched Terminator 2 last week. Number 9, realizing you forgot to plug in your phone the night before. Okay, again, plug it in your car. That's not a big one. Number 10, stubbing your toe. I would put that up at number 4.
I'd put that at 1.
1, yeah.
There's nothing worse than having a good morning and then stubbing your toe.
Yeah.
You're like, yep, this day sucks.
That's true. Or you step on like a Lego.
Oh, yeah.
Like you don't have kids or anything, but like if you step on a Lego, I mean, or like.
I was a kid who had Legos once.
You'd step on them?
Oh, yeah. I'd leave them all over.
All right, so there you go. I hope none of these apply to you. I hope you guys have a great week. I'm glad you're with us tonight on as we kick off this new week here on Nightlight. Whether you're watching on the stream or listening on the radio, old school, or on the app. So we have, as I mentioned, Mary Mack was supposed to be here. She had to cancel because of a family situation. We wish her the best. We'll reschedule her. However, we feel like you got to have comedy on a daily basis. I feel like you have to listen to something. We have to get some laughs. So I cut this stuff knowing I was going to use it at some point. It's from a show called Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee. It's Jerry Seinfeld's show, his YouTube show that he did after Seinfeld. And it's just this goofy, like it's the kind of show if you pitched it to a network, they'd go, what? You drive a different car and then you pick up a comedian and you have coffee? Like it makes no sense. But when you watch it, it makes perfect sense. It's just people hanging out and making each other laugh, which that's what comedians do. And Jerry loves cars, so he factored that into it. And this is one of my favorite episodes. I've seen about 10 or 12 of them. And Brian Regan is on two of them. He's one of my favorite comics. He's on this one, and this is Jerry and Brian. Jerry picks up Brian, and they cruise. We'll hear the first clip, and then we'll discuss.
My mom and dad have 8 kids,
wow.
4 occupations, 2 comedians, 2 firefighters, 2 school teachers, 2 sales. Everybody found a sibling and said, I'm going with you.
You got an idea? That's good enough for me.
And I told one of my brothers that, and he goes, oh, wow, I didn't even think of that. Like, how could you not have noticed that?
Brian Regan is one of those guys. He's funny, even when he's not, like, that's kind of a joke. Somebody figured it out. I'll follow you. It's kind of a joke, but he's just so great at talking. And he's funny, no matter what he's saying. And I love when comics hang out, whether it's Don Rickles on The Old Tonight Show or someone making Letterman laugh. I love when funny people crack each other up. And that's what this show is. It's Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee. It's great. Let's hear another clip.
My last regular job was at a toy store, right? Unloading the trucks when they come and putting bicycles together. So another guy who worked there said, hey, I got a little place we can hide where nobody can see that we're not working. So I follow him. We go behind this big rack of bikes on the wall, and there's a hole in the drywall. So he goes, come on. So we crawl through this hole like Alice in Wonderland kind of thing. And we're now between the wall to the store and the wall to the back room. And he's shuffling sideways, and he stands like this. And I'm next to him, and he's like, isn't this great? And I'm like, I think I'd rather be working.
That's so great. Like, would you follow a coworker into a wall? Like, it almost sounds suspicious.
I don't think I would.
What's the worst job you've had, or the most boring, where you'd want to do something like that?
I think Champs was boring at times. Sometimes it was fun.
That sounds like the same kind of thing. But you're around sports apparel. You probably like that part of it.
I will tell you, there was one time. This is when I first started working. It was my second day.
Okay.
And this guy's been working there for, I think, like a year and a half. And he goes, hey, if you go in the bathroom back there, there's a bucket. You can sit on it for a while. I do. It's, one time I walked back there. He opens the door, goes, this is the life.
Oh, that's so great. Anything just not to do something. I worked at a factory the year before I went to college, and this guy's showing me around the factory, and he looks in and he sees where the drafting table, like where an engineer sits, and the engineers do all the, you know, the mind work so that the parts work that they're designing and all that. And the guy looks in there, and the guy's got a couch in his office, the engineer. Nobody's there. It's like 4 o'clock in the morning. And the guy points in there and he goes, that's a slack job, eh? Like, yeah, I guess. All right, here's the final clip. This is one of my favorites, too. This is our third clip from Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee featuring Brian Regan with Jerry Seinfeld.
Everything's so fine.
It's great.
We're good, thank you.
Thank you.
That's the fastest more coffee I've ever... I mean, it's steaming and to the brim.
If you can fit more...
Whenever you get up in a restaurant and you're wandering around, you're only looking for one thing. And yet they still make you go through. Are you looking for the bathroom?
They should, like, throw it back at them. And they go, are you looking for the restroom? Go, I'm looking for your corkscrews. I was on a cross-country flight one time. Six times I had to go. And then you just feel everybody, what the hell's the matter with this guy? And there's no way to hide. You can't be discreet. Guess where I'm going? I'm going to get a corkscrew. This reminds me of when you have a problem with the little handle thing on the thing, mm-hmm. and you have to jiggle it.
Mm-hmm.
It's always awkward when you have to tell your guests that. When they excuse themselves and you have to say, oh, you have to jiggle the handle. And I always wonder, what is the highest echelon that has ever been expressed? Excuse me, Queen Elizabeth? You're going to need to jiggle the handle.
You know, if you're going to go to that bathroom,
you're going to need
to give it a little
jiggle. I mean, it had...
How high has it
how
gone?
How high has it
yeah,
gone?
Yeah, a baron?
Has a baron ever said to an earl, you'll need to jiggle the handle.
Excellency.
Thank you, Your Excellency.
Oh, that's funny.
So funny.
You know, to jiggle the handle. Telling it to the Pope. This is apropos, too, because today is National Toilet Paper Day.
Well.
Did that escape you, or did you see that on the list?
I saw.
And... speaking of toilets, since we're right before break, this is going to be in my beats tomorrow. Leave It to Beaver. They did battle with the network censors. They had a show where Wally and the Beav got an alligator, and they were going to keep it in the toilet. But the network said, you can't show a toilet on network TV. This is like 1957. They could not show a toilet on TV. However, in that same episode... they tried to give Wally and the Beav tried to give alcohol to the alligator. And Beaver, the Beav, ended up drinking some of the alcohol. So like a 9-year-old kid gets day drunk on TV, but they can't show a toilet. All right, we're going to close the show up next with a little bit more Brian Regan, one of my faves, tomorrow night. And I'll tell you who's on the show tomorrow night. You're not going to want to miss this. And if you want to get in one more quick time, if you want to text... on the stream or the app or the text line, let us know what your favorite one hit song, your favorite one hit wonder song is. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network. Go!
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Met and Air on Air.
It all starts with a question more than 75 years ago. Can hauling a fishing pole to the water hole be made easier? Bob and Bill Johnson find an answer, and the very first multi-section bamboo fishing pole is created. It's 1948. The brothers' invention also leads to the launch of St. Croix Rod Company in Park Falls, and it becomes the talk of the state. So do you know which fish is considered the prize catch in Wisconsin? Is it northern pike, bluegill, or walleye? The answer coming up. The St. Croix Rod Company continues to call Park Falls home, but now operates what is considered the most advanced facility in the country. The company offers more than 800 award-winning rods and reels, still being created as the answer to every angler's fishing question. So which fish is the prized catch? Walleye.
Yeah.
It's challenging to catch, delicious to eat. And this is not the one that got away, but is one true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr.
This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
On tomorrow night's Nightlight, comedy club owner and comedian Asher Brooks will be here at 7:35. Asher owns a comedy club in Door County. I love that Door County has a comedy club. And then our old buddy Frank Anderson will be here at 8:20. Frank is a director, incredible musician, and producer. And he runs the website wisconsinology.com, which if you have not checked it out, I implore you. There's some really cool stuff about our state. And Frank is the founder and oversees all the content. Good, really good stuff. Checking in on the text line, my new guy with my... Oh, here we go. Oh, Anna, wait a minute. We'll get to that. Do we read... Okay, here's Anna's text from the 608. No, I didn't go to the car show to see the Happy Days actors. Every year they have some celeb from the past. Last year they had Leave It to Beaver star Jerry Mathers. How do you like that? How serendipitous is that? That we were just talking about the Beav getting drunk on TV.
Do you think he's day drunk there?
He could be. Listen, I mean, not to belittle a car show, but some of these celebrities get treated like kings. And when you're doing car shows, like in your 80s, you know, you're just trying to keep some money coming in. He could be a great guy, maybe signing some autographs. But I think the right people that do that stuff have to have the right attitude. They just like people and they like going out and mingling, probably hearing what the show meant to them from fans. I think that's pretty cool. From the 608, Steady Eddie, one of my favorite names, checking in. Pete, the song that first comes to my mind is In the Year 2025 by Zager and Evans. 1969, In the Year 2525. I got to Google that after the show. A song about the dystopian future of man and womankind in the year 2525. If a man is still alive, in the year 2525, if man is still alive, if woman can survive, they may find. Okay, I'm intrigued. Eddie continues, it was scary and made me think back in 1969. I'm more scared today. Steady Eddie. Love it. Thank you for the text, you guys. Great text tonight.
I'm pretty sure that is the song that the Jonas Brothers replicated called In the Year 3000.
Really?
Yes. I'm pretty sure.
Oh, that's kind of cool. Steady Eddie. That would have been a good name for Ed the Diver. I wonder what he's doing in Alaska. Like, did he go there to propose, or are they cleaning up Alaska water? I did stand up in Alaska, and it was great because this is like in the 90s, but you got halibut for like $5 because there's so much of it.
Did he go when it's like most of the days, like sunny or dark?
I don't think so. And I don't, like, if you're in Anchorage or Juneau, it's pretty regular. Like, you don't really get a lot of that. In fact, I thought it was pretty mild. I thought there were times I was in Wisconsin where it was colder. So, all right. So to close out the show, let's do another clip from Brian Regan. This is one of my favorite bits of Brian's he talks about taking his friend to the emergency room and how you have to behave if you've been seriously injured.
So I pull up at the entrance to the emergency room. No valet parking. I mean, if that's not the biggest oversight in our solar system. If there's ever a time where you want to go, can you park this? Because I need to collapse immediately. But no, I'm circling around a parking lot. But I'm parked out, I think I'm gonna die. I'm dying too. Okay, go ahead. I'll go up a couple levels. Unbelievable. I don't care if you're driving yourself or someone else to the emergency room. You still want to get out and run in with them. Are you supposed to drop somebody off and go park a car? Okay, you go in. Tell them you're shot. Ask them if they validate. So I'm killing time writhing. Nurse finally comes in. How are you doing tonight? I'm on a gurney. You have a painkiller or something? This is killing me. So she goes, how would you describe your pain? It's killing me. I don't know if you remember that part. Ouch. What, are we playing that pyramid game? Excruciating. Horrific. Would rather have shards of glass in my eyes. How do I convey this to you? So she asks, how would you rate your pain? 4 stars. Too enthusiastic, thumbs up. She goes, how would you rate it on a scale of 1 to 10, with 10 being the worst? Well, you know, saying a low number isn't going to help you. Oh, I'm a 2. Maybe the high 1s. You could give me a baby aspirin and cut it in half. Maybe a Flintstone vitamin and I'll be out of your hair. You can go 10 to all the 3s and 4s and such. Anyone saying such ridiculous numbers.
That's great stuff. Have you, I know that throughout the course of the show, Conrad, you've said, like, with the New Radicals. Oh, I like that song. So you pursue, like, has there been a comedian that we've played where you've gone, okay, I got to Google, I want to hear some more other stuff?
Oh, I mean, definitely Brian Regan.
Yeah.
He's hilarious.
Who do we have on? Oh, it was Don Rosen.
Yeah.
Is a big Brian Regan fan.
Yes.
And he's the one that went to school with Jerry Seinfeld, too, but he's a huge Regan fan. I got to get Brian Regan on the show. I worked with him for 2 weeks in a row in the 90s. We swapped info, but you know how that goes. It was like 12 cell phones ago, and I have no idea. And he's a busy guy, whatever. But I would love to get him on Nightlight. So maybe we'll work on that. Who do you want to see on the show, Conrad, that we haven't had yet? Comedian-wise, actor, whatever.
Will Smith. So he can slap you.
So he can slap me. Oh, you are. Okay, that's it. You know what? Demerit. I'm calling Todd tomorrow. Conrad gets a demerit. Do you remember that on The Office when Dwight tried to give Jim a demerit? Gorgeous. All right, we got a fun show again tomorrow night. Thanks for being with us on this Monday night, folks, for this. It was fun. Chris Foran's always fun to talk to. I'd like to thank Chris. We'll reschedule Mary Mack. I'd like to thank Brian Regan for licensing us his stuff. And Andrew Genzer for texting in. My old pal Andrew Genzer, who's been on the show. We got to have Andrew back, too. We'll be back tomorrow night with Asher Brooks and Frank Anderson from Wisconsinology. This has been Nightlight. On behalf of Conrad, I am Pete Schwabe. Have a great night. Good night, Wisconsin.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Lobel Show.
Maggie Dawn.
A dozen Republican White House lawyers who served in the administrations of Presidents Ronald Reagan, George H.W. Bush, and George W. Bush just endorsed Kamala Harris?
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons at 2.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
Co-founder of the Lincoln Project, Rick Wilson.
Trump is now pre-gaming for Republican elections boards at the county and state levels across this country to try to put their thumb on the scale for Trump. And if they don't win on that front, they may resort to violence again, yep. Which is why at the Lincoln Project, our goal is not to beat Trump. Our goal is to beat Trump like a rented mule. Our goal is to beat Trump so bad that his bruises have bruises.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. You're listening to Mad Radio.
WMDX 1580 AM Columbus. W224 EG Madison.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.